Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Write things down. In fact, make this a workshop. Take out a piece of paper right now, and whatever is in your mind, start writing it down. Simple? Yeah, it is simple, but very, very effective. I use it to repeat the dreams that I have constantly every single morning. I use that to write down my goals. What do I want to accomplish today? What do I want to accomplish this week, this month? Or I think of some person, how can I help that person or the company that I'm advising? I'm writing things down. There is magic to just having a piece of paper in front of you, taking a pen and writing it. Have a notebook, have a journal. I mean, all kinds of people, great writers, great self-help authors, speakers, motivational speakers, and Tim Ferriss talks about it. And I was reading this book that recently, it's called Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy. One of my good friends and mentors recommended that to me. So all of these are telling you the same thing. Write things down. And maybe early in the morning, maybe late at night, maybe black pen, maybe color pens if you're right-brained. Doesn't matter. Or maybe you're doodling or you're a sketcher or an artist. You can draw pictures. Just give an outlet to your brain. Imagine your thoughts can get out of your brain onto a piece of paper. If you're depressed, writing about how you feel depersonalizes. It detaches you from yourself and you're able to give yourself solutions. And that's what this book I just mentioned says, the Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy. And then, no, you're feeling good already. I mean, that's great. Gratitudes will generate more positive happiness hormones right in the morning. That's wonderful. You can use this for problem solving. You can use this for, you know, like I said, if you're depressed, you can get out of the funk or the blue. And if you can generate ideas for other people. Elmer Gates did that. He would sitting for ideas. He would sit down maybe sometimes for minutes, sometimes for hours. Sometimes he would be writing very little, sometimes a lot. So that's what you do. Hold the pen to the paper and just keep on writing as long as there is flow. And there's magic in your return notes because your brain has always been thinking and working on your problems that you have given to your brain. Okay? Hope that helps. Write things down. And as always, don't make this like one of those theoretical podcasts that you listen to and move on. Stop. Take a piece of paper. Do the exercise. Write down 10 ideas on how writing can help you, where it can help you. And start using it. Simple ideas, in my opinion, simple ideas work the best. And do it. And if you have great benefits coming out of it, let me know how it helped you. Let's communicate. Maybe I should interview you on how this helped you. Write down 10 ways how you can use this. And as always, I request you, if you like this, share it with your friends. And also go to iTunes and give us 5 stars. Good luck to you. Wish you the best.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.